Hello.
Hello, Soraya. It's Jeff.
Hey.
So today we're doing our holiday special.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to get started?
I think so.
Well, here we go.
Ho, ho, ho. Hi, this is Soraya.
And this is Jeff.
Our podcast is called Paisley Stage, Raspberry, and Rhyme.
A podcast where the two of us play music that we like and share anecdotes and background about the tunes.
We hope you'll join our conversation. And without further ado, a grubiar.
Let's get groovy. So can you believe we're in December already?
No, I can't.
It's crazy. So, woo! A few weeks ago, you came up with the idea for us to put together a holiday episode.
Yes.
I thought that was a great idea, and here we are at the end of the year. There's a couple holidays that just passed. Here in the U.S., we just celebrated Thanksgiving in November.
Right.
And in October, all the kiddies dress up, go door to door, and get candy.
One of the best ones, man.
Yes, the Halloween. This year for Halloween, I was in Texas. We were actually driving from Austin to Dallas on Halloween Day. What did you do?
Halloween. I wasn't teaching, so I was home ready to give out candy. And I don't know what happened, but I usually get a steady stream of trick-or-treaters, and I got just a handful. I don't know if you're one of these people that says, hey, after a certain age, you shouldn't be trick-or-treating. I saw some, I don't know, I had the last two trick-or-treaters, they were at least 15, and they were dressed up as Fortnite characters.
Oh, interesting.
So I was like, okay. And I gave them the rest of the candy. Nice. I said, here, take it all, enjoy, knock your socks off.
Very kind of you.
I don't know if their parents would have enjoyed that, but. Yeah, I fed the beast.
Nice. Well, we know a song by one of the bands that we've been talking about that has a song called Halloween.
Yep.
You want to listen to it?
I do. This is Halloween by the Dream Syndicate. Enjoy.
Thank you. should believe the things in papers. They can't come true. And don't believe the things that you see on TV, 'cause they'll never happen to you. No, no, not on Halloween.
That's a pretty darn good way to start a holiday episode, I'd say.
I think that is an awesome way to start it off. Yes.
So that guitar part in that breakdown, it's so haunting and psychedelic and trippy. It totally fits the theme for Halloween.
100%. And it is that kind of, like the imagery is that, you know, that dark night, you know, spirit taking you down a dark alley and just rocking it out. I like it.
I do too. It reminds me a little bit of Velvet Underground and a little bit of tiny bit Echo and the Bunnymen.
Ooh, and that's a nice combo though.
And 80% Dream Syndicate.
80%. Yeah.
Okay.
I dig it.
So for our holiday episode, we're going to be like those parents. You know, those parents that get the gifts, wake up in the morning, the kids are all excited, and they have to wait till mom and dad have breakfast and drink their eggnog before they get to open their presents. That's going to be us, because you and I, we decided to work on a project as a gift to our listeners.
Yeah.
But
you got to wait for mom and dad to have a couple of mimosas and an eggnog. And, you know, you got to be patient.
You got to be patient.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Yeah.
So that will be towards the end of the podcast. And I'm very excited to share that. But before that, we've got a few surprises of things that we're playing from the Paisley Underground bands that have done some holiday projects.
Yeah, you know, some of you may be familiar with these things, others not. So, you know, we've just compiled a couple of things together that we think you're really going to enjoy. So what's first? First was Halloween, yeah. Dream Syndicate. What's next?
So now we're in December. Oh, by the way, I did want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy Hanukkah. So Hanukkah began last week and runs through this weekend. So we did want to make sure we wish everybody Happy Holidays.
Oh, can I add to that then?
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
So adding on to the Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah, we've got Happy Winter Solstice, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus, the holiday for the rest of us, and Feliz Navidad, Feliz Natal, and Buon Natale. I figured we'd put in a couple of languages, greetings, and I think we covered pretty much any winter holiday that I know of.
Very nice. We're all inclusive.
Yes.
Well, the next thing that we're going to play is from the Bangles. I don't know if you remember or knew about when the Beatles did their fan club singles. They would do send out flexi discs for all of their fans of the Beatles goofing around and doing songs and just holiday greetings for their fans. The Bangles did something similar a couple times, but what we're going to play first is something that they sent out on cassette to their fan club. And this first thing that we're going to play is the Bangles' 1983 holiday tape. Get a load of this.
Peace.
bangle, jingle bangle, E-I-E-I-O. Jingle bangle, jingle bangle, jingle bangle, jingle bangle, jingle bangle, Michael Jackson, oh bangle,
baby, baby, hey.
Jingle bangle, jingle bangle, E-I-E-I-O. With the bangle bangle here, bangle bangle there, here a bangle, there a bangle, everywhere a bangle bangle. Okay, who are you guys? Wait a minute. Who are you? You're a bangle, aren't you?
Hi, I'm Michael Bangle.
Bangle Michael.
I want to talk to all of you children out there that are listening to us and your little cassette players. I want you all to remember that the spirit of Christmas is more of a state of mind. But it does...
Oh, Michael, you are so profound.
Oh, but but it does help when you get... What do you get a bicycle for Christmas?
Yes!
And then you get a whole set of new Play-Doh and it smells really good and you want to eat it.
Oh, yum.
And a brand new box of Crayola crayons.
And plastic horses
bucks.
And Barbie dolls.
Wait a minute here.
This is Susanna Hoff's Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Mushy, mushy, mushy. Hello, I'm Debbie Bangle, the little drummer girl. I'm very sure. I like that echo. Keep it on. Hey, you know, like it's almost like Christmas. Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later. We just like to say thank you to all you Bangle-ish type people out there. Bangles and Mash type people.
Yeah. Mash.
For
Mash.
Supporting us.
Yeah, supporting because us like our bras.
Without you, we'd be scraping. So Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
And this is Vicky Peterson wishing you a very scary Christmas. Keep sending in those cards and letters and poems and artworks and things, because we need stuff to burn in our fireplace.
Yeah.
And as soon as you can, start sending us money and jewelry and
especially money.
And drugs.
and
oh, she didn't really mean that, did
And
she?
Don't forget Image Debbie.
Oh,
and
right. Don't good.
And don't forget that Sue and I have birthdays in January. Yeah!
Red, blue, purple polka dot Christmas.
I'm doing a psychedelic one, okay?
This piece is entitled Foghorn.
Oh, the little snowmen want what the big snowman got. And the big snowmen want what the little reindeer got. And the little reindeer want what the Christmas trees got. And the Christmas trees got what the big fat elves want.
Take it away, James.
To
Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. Round young virgin mother and child. Holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
So that was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. I've never heard that before. But let me tell you, that is awesome.
It's so awesome.
And that version of Silent Night.
Yeah, that was pretty
beautiful.
Cool. And then towards the beginning, they did like a punk version of Getting Out of Hand, but it sounded like...
I loved it.
Yeah, they sounded like X on that part, I thought.
Yeah.
So that...
And then, there was one part where they were using a lot of finger symbols, and it reminded me just a wee bit of a Christmas episode of The Monkees.
Oh.
Where they sing a traditional Catalan song called Riu-Jiu, and somewhere in that episode there's use of finger symbols, so I was thinking that it reminded me of also the Buddhist chant, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. Like, there was a lot going on there.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. So, like I said, that was originally came out as a cassette for their fan club, which they called Bangles and Mash, the international fan club of the Bangles. So,
can you imagine having received that in the mail?
Oh my gosh, that would have been so fun.
Flipping that on, press and play, and just getting your mind blown.
Yeah.
For what? What was that, like 10 minutes?
Yeah, 11
that
minutes.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked that. So
that's so cool.
They actually re-released it as part of a CD single in 2004 that they called Holiday in Bangalonia that they released on their own label through their own website. And it was CD only and had that song on one side and then a more recent 2004 holiday message that they called Holiday in Bangalonia. I don't have that, but so that was re-released in 2004. Pretty cool.
That is super cool.
Speaking of fan clubs, were you part of the 3 o'clock's paint box fan club?
I have.
Yeah, I was part of that too. And they sent out a couple fan club singles, one of which is what we're going to play next.
Oh, nice.
Do you know anything about the song?
I do know that it's a traditional hymn.
Okay.
And it's a rather beautiful song. And the title is Regina Caley.
Yep. On the first part, Mickey Mariano sings lead vocals, I believe. And then Mike Corsio comes in.
Ooh.
Let's listen to it.
Regina Caley, ego nostre contio, sale già mi ne lustre, es natura merante.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
you think of that one?
Oh, it's so good, and I love that modern touch at the end. And let me backtrack just for correction, because I knew it was going to happen. I mispronounced it as Regina Caeli. And I always, you know, I studied Latin way back in grad school, but I still make mistakes. So mea culpa, mea maxima culpa to the listeners. But it's a beautiful song, and Mariano's voice is so gorgeous on this.
Yeah, he does.
And I mean, Curcio too, but, and then they just give it that nice little modern twist at the end. It's just cool.
I love it. So
yeah,
when it came out, it was one of those things that you received in the mail, plain white envelope and a 7-inch vinyl single. It came out in 1986. I was in the fan club, so I received it as a Christmas gift. And it came with this little sheet of paper that was Xeroxed.
Okay.
And the fan club was called The Paint Box. And this is what the little letter said that came with it. It said, "Greetings from The Paint Box. We must first apologize for the delay between newsletters 6 and 7. The Paint Box by no means is a money-making venture, and it sometimes takes a lot of favors, sneaking about, etc., to finally be able to mail out all the copies that must go out. We appreciate how patient you've all been with the spotty service and gaps in communication, so we thought we'd provide you, the true 3 o'clock fans, with a one-time-only Super Christmas Bonus 45. Now, we all know that Christmas has come and gone, but our piggy banks didn't permit a mailing of this Boss 45 until now. We're pretty sure you'll still want it, however late. Now for the info on the disc in your hot little hands. The song is titled Regina Caeli, and it is a traditional Latin hymn. It was recorded in November at Penguin Studios in lovely Eagle Rock, California, by the band, and engineered and co-produced by the indispensable Bill Englund. We here at the Paint Box think it's a swell Christmas gift and hope that you'll enjoy it. We made exactly enough for the current fan club members, and they will not be offered to anyone again. Dig the heavy collectability aspect. No begging, borrowing, stealing, or knowing anyone famous can get you another one ever. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and let's make 1987 the best one ever for the 3 o'clock. It's been a long, hard road, and ever after is bound to be their ticket to the top. Love, your Paint Box preparers."
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. And for those of you who are 3 o'clock fans and, you know, do things like seek out, you know, foreign pressings and things like that, this is a very hard to come by item. And when it pops up in places like Discogs and eBay, it usually has a very hefty price attached to it. Mm-hmm. And it's really because it's just so limited.
Yeah. But if you want to hear the song by the band, in 2013, they actually put the song on their compilation. So the CD compilation was called Hidden World Revealed, and the vinyl version was called Aquarius Andromeda. And that was about the time when we started hanging out, you and I.
That's true.
If you want to get a copy of the song, you can find it on either one of those, the vinyl version or the CD version. But like Soraya says, if you want the vinyl single, good luck.
It's the one thing that I still don't have. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. But one of these days.
I'll keep an eye out for you.
Yes. Thank you.
My good eye. So
I just want to add one little thing.
Sure.
Just about the song itself. And I think it's something that just resonated with me as I was listening now with everyone else. You know, that harmony that they all have, you know, all those voices coming in together. This was a song that was typically sung as part of the liturgy of the hours. So it was something that was typically sung at the end of the day. And so can you imagine these beautiful angelic voices singing that song?
Wow.
As you're ending your day in kind of that final meditation. I mean, this song took me on a trip already, but I just thought it was a beautiful, beautiful harmony that 3 o'clock had, and I just wanted to add that little detail.
That's super cool. Well, I'm going off script here a little bit, Soraya.
All right.
So I'm going to sneak in a song. It's a cover version, not by any of the bands that we've talked about on any of our podcasts. It's a cover version of a John Lennon song, Happy Christmas, War is Over. The connection is that Luis Gutierrez plays the solo on this song. So at the 3-minute mark, Luis Gutierrez, the guitar player for the 3 o'clock, plays a short little solo.
Beautiful.
Do you know who does the cover?
No.
Okay, well, listen to this. And it's my way of sneaking in this guy who I love onto our podcast, who otherwise would never end up on our podcast. Don't get too close. He might be screaming in your face. Here's Happy Christmas, War is Over.
And so this is Christmas, and what have we done? Another year older, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, yeah, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. A Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. And so this is Christmas for the weak and the strong, the rich and the poor ones. The road is so long. And so happy Christmas for black and for white, for the yellow and red ones. Let's stop all the fight. And a happy new year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. And so this is Christmas, and what have we done? Another year older, a new one just begun. And so happy Christmas, we hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. Come on! And so happy Christmas, we hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, yeah, the old and the young. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. Yes, it is.
So, of course, that's Neil Diamond, and I'll probably never, ever get a chance to play Neil Diamond on our podcast again, but I'm jumping on this opportunity.
It just took me a couple of... you know, the first couple of notes, and I thought, Neil Diamond, how did you figure out that Louis Gutierrez played on Neil Diamond's version of Happy Christmas?
Well, so I actually like Neil Diamond quite a bit, and I like Christmas albums. So when this came out in 1992, it's Neil Diamond's The Christmas Album, and I probably listen to this at least 6 to 12 times every year. This is my go-to for Christmas music. So the day after Thanksgiving, I'm popping this on. Anyways, so I'm one of those nerdy guys that go through all of the liner notes. And I was flipping through the liner notes for this. This record came out, like I said, in 1992 on Columbia Records. And it lists guitarist, soloist, Louis Gutierrez. So I was like, oh my gosh. And this was, you know, after he had left the 3 o'clock. So when I saw that he was playing with Neil Diamond, it just blew my mind. Yeah, so of course the original song is John Lennon and Yoko Ono Plastic Ono Band, of the song that they wrote in 1971. But I love that version, and it's pretty cool that Louis plays that solo on there.
Oh my gosh. Well, this was a surprise for me, so thank you for this little surprise. That is awesome.
Sorry for going off script a little bit. I just wanted to get your reaction.
I love it.
Excellent. Well, so that brings us to another Bengals piece that we have, and this is their holiday tape from 1985. It's pretty similar to the first one, so put your seatbelt on. Get ready for this. The Bengals, holiday tape, 1985.
Bring it.
This is Debbie.
Sing it all!
Yes. I'm going to in a second. No. This is Debbie here. Just wanted to say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that other fun stuff. And just wanted to let you guys know that the record is going to come out in January, believe it or not.
He's not Pee Wee Herman, folks.
And not Pee Wee Herman. No, but really, the record's going to come out in January, so look out for it, dudes and dudettes. And we're going to come out on the road and visit y'all, so make sure you keep an eye out for us. We're keeping an eye out for you. So have a good holiday, all you Bengal fans out there.
A Christmas poem. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to gain credibility like any other LA band, the Bengals are going to do a poetry reading. We present to you a Christmas poem.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the velvet turtle, not a rabbit was stirring, not even a shoe. The members were hung by the eyebrow with hysteria, in hopes that Tom Jones soon would be leaping
The coats were nestled all snug in their underarms, while panties of guitars danced in their Barbie dolls. Shirley Jones in her surfboard, and Barnaby Jones in his petticoat.
Had just laid down for a long winter's boyfriend. I can't do it without cracking it. When out on the lollipop there rose such a poster, I sprang from my trash to see what was the matter. To my delicate eye should appear
but a strange brassiere and eight tiny Tasmanian devils with a little old driver so bloody and velveteen. I knew right away that it must be Davy Jones. And then in a twinkling I heard on the deodorant the singing and grinning of each little peanut. As I drew in my filbert and was turning around, down the chimney he came with a bang.
Oh, he was so pinkish and engorged. Help me now. All right, jolly old toilet bowl. And I wasted when I saw him in spite of myself.
He had a gnarly face and a little round chapeau. Check what he sat, like a haberdashery full of Tabasco sauce.
His little round breast was drawn up like a bartender, and the pickle on his appendix was as green as their face. A door of a midget he held tight in his trousers, and the underwear encircled his head like a moon. Not a troglodyte, but went straight to his butterfinger. He screwed all the towering sequoias, then turned with a dance.
And caressing a pyramid inside of his eyeball, giving a nod up the gland, he splat. Yes, he flattened to his skirt, to his babysitter, gave a whistle.
And away they all flew like the balloon of a TV set.
As he stalked out of sight.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all six of one and half a dozen of the other.
End of poem. End of poem. End of poem.
This is Michael Steele. I would like to wish everyone a very happy Christmas, and I hope you have somebody you want to kiss on New Year's Eve at 12. And happy Hanukkah and everybody else that celebrates something in December. I hope you have a really good time. Drive safe. Give your car keys to somebody else. But if you've only got a Stingray bike, just like walk instead or have your mom give you a ride over to your friend's house where the party is.
Thank you, Michael Steele!
This is our new 12-string guitar. Of course, it sounds better when it's plugged in. So do most people, as a matter of fact. Sorry. Yes, this is indeed Vicki Peterson, and I would like to wish you all the very best of the holidays and a very safe and insane 1986. And don't forget anything.
Thank you.
Take that thing away from her. Yeah.
Okay.
Enough jamming.
I hope everyone had a great year this year, and I hope next one is even better. And it probably will be because you'll have a new Bangles album to listen to. Right. We're hoping that you like it as much as we do. And happy holidays.
And do your best and everything you can for peace and love in 86.
And party in 86, man. Because 86 is going to be a party year.
Hey, we're going to have fun in 86. We're going to tour probably the entire year. We hope, because we'll have a number one single off the record, right?
And because we miss you. We haven't seen you guys for a while.
We want to see you. Yeah. Your smiling faces.
And if there's anybody out there who wants a really nice little gray cat, we're going to be touring for so long that I might have to give my cat up. But you know what?
We might take her on the road with us.
It's a big sacrifice to make, but you know that I'm willing to make it so that we can come out and you can see us play. And everyone can be happy
and rock
everyone
together.
And everyone can forget their names for an hour and a half.
All right.
And for all you who are under 18 and 21, we are going to make a serious effort to play in clubs where you
good
all
point.
Come
good
see
point.
Us.
Good point.
Yeah.
And we want you to know. We know how many of you we had to sneak into clubs last year,
and we'll continue to sneak you in, but it's getting to be a little
it's
bit.
It's getting
much.
To be kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if the moms hear that, then you're going to get us in trouble. You know?
Yeah. Well, we're always getting in trouble, folks. But we will. Yeah. We will definitely try to do as much.
Bangles go, trouble follows.
We have found that out. Seems to be the truth.
This trouble's our middle name, and we never forget that.
And so is Mud.
Not in 1986.
Yeah. And don't forget. Don't forget Haley
Mills. Don't forget.
Mills.
Haley Mills and Gidget.
And Haley's Comet.
Remember. Haley's Comet was named after Haley Mills. Not too many people know that.
I know, that's a secret. Now
but
you
it
all
is
know.
True, she is older than she looks.
Well, you know, this being the Christmas season, it looks like it's coming time for us to wrap it up.
Wrap that baby up! Wrap it up and take him home!
Wrap it up, kid. Yeah.
So this is Vicky and Michael and Debbie and
Susanna.
And we'd just like to wish you all a very
happy Bangles.
Merry.
Happy Bangles.
Christmas.
And Hanukkah.
And happy Hanukkah. And all you boys and girls out there, be creative. Never stop.
And have a good time.
And don't forget your name.
So that's 12 and a half minutes of the most psychedelic you'll ever hear the Bangles. It's so much fun, though.
Second time around with the transition from the traditional Gloria in Excelsior Deo to like a modern twist set to Gloria.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you can tell they're having a lot of fun on that.
Yeah, it just seems like they said, okay, we want to do a Christmas recording. All right, we're going to just throw everything all into this. That is so, it was fun.
That is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we do have something from the Rain Parade. It's actually listed as Matt Piucci, but he says it's the same band that he always records with. So you can actually find this next song on a CD single. It was released on November 8th, 2011. It's called Maybe Next Xmas, and it's the same members that he's been recording with. I believe the same members that recorded on the 3x4 project. And the funny part is, I was having a hard time finding it. I've found the CD since. But Matt was kind enough to send us, or have a friend send us, file for this so we can play. And when I pull it up, it actually pulls up as one of his earlier bands, Boat Club. But if you were to look for it online, you could actually find a CD single of this under his name, Matt Pucci. And the song is called Maybe Next Xmas.
Love it. How awesome is that? Isn't that bloody good?
Yeah.
It's really good. And again, thanks to Matt Pucci and his friend who helped us get a copy of that.
Yes, bio. Thank you so much.
It's just a very sweet song, and thanks to all the guys from Rain Parade, because that was fun.
Yeah. You and I are huge fans.
Yes.
Of all of
yes,
them.
Yes.
I did like that part of the lyric says, I don't want to see another Christmas bring you down. And I did want to bring up the fact that this time can be difficult for some people. It's pretty common for people who suffer from depression to have a difficult time during this time. And I'm glad that Matt addresses that. And we wish the best for everybody during this time.
Yes, absolutely.
So we have another Bangles piece, but this one is not like the other two. This is a more recent one. So this is called a 2015 Holiday Message from the Bangles. And the first minute or so, you'll hear the Bangles wishing everybody happy holidays. And then it goes into a song. And this whole piece is like 5 minutes. The song is called Light My Way. But this is pretty fun. Listen to this.
Okay.
Everybody.
Hi, everybody. It's Debbie Peterson from the Bangles.
This is Susanna.
And this is Vicky.
Wishing you.
And we're all wishing you.
And your family and everybody.
For the holiday season.
A very
happy.
Very
happy, peaceful holiday season.
Good wishes.
Time spent with friends and family.
And cheer.
Everybody.
And we thank you.
You guys have given us the greatest gift.
For being there.
By supporting our music.
And staying here.
All these years.
And I can't wait to see you in 2016.
2016!
Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Just want to say,
we love you.
Beaming you love.
This holiday season.
Holiday season.
For the holiday season.
Happy New Year!
How do you like that, Soraya?
What a sweet song.
It is. I don't know anything.
It's just a very heartfelt song. I like it.
I like it too. I don't know anything about it. I found that on YouTube. I don't know if it's an original. I don't know where it came from, but it is listed as a 2015 holiday message from the Bengals. I thought it's really pretty for the holidays.
You know, I am such a sucker for harmony, and it was just melodic. It was just beautiful.
Yeah, I like the jangly guitars in there too, and their voices are always
amazing. Yeah. It's very holiday-esque.
It is.
Yeah. Well, although, the banging punk, that was pretty awesome too, but this was very sweet. I liked it.
Same band, 30 years later.
Believe it, man.
Well, that's actually everything that we came up with from the Paisley Underground to share on this holiday episode. So it looks like we're about finished with our mimosas.
Is it present time?
It's almost present time.
Yay!
So what we decided to do was to say our farewells. We'll play our outro music. And then after the outro music, we'll go ahead and play this present that we've been working on along with a couple dozen people to help us out on this.
Yes.
And I'm so excited about this.
It's really, to everyone involved, you know who you are, thank you so very much. And for our listeners, this is really just a little token of our appreciation for all of you for taking the time, listening to the podcast, downloading it, and letting us share a little bit of your day. This has been a really, really fun time for me and Jeff as we get this started, and you've all been super nice and generous, and we just wanted to say thank you. Absolutely. And happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Happy Hanukkah, all of that.
Yes, absolutely. All right, thank you everybody, and I hope you enjoy this holiday message from our friends. And again, we wanted to wish you all the best.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year. For all of you, health, happiness, joy, and of course, Paisley-ness.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas. Groove on, Paisley people.
Arrubia, gente. Bye.
Michael Corsio from the 3 o'clock and the permanent green light. And I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah and a very, very Happy New Year.
Hi, it's Danny Bonaire of the 3 o'clock, wishing all of you a very happy holiday. Stay safe, stay warm, and hope to see you in the new year.
Hi, this is Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate, wishing you all Happy Holidays, and a very Paisley New Year.
Hey, this is Dennis Duck with the Dream Syndicate, wishing you all a very happy and hopefully a very psychedelic Christmas and New Year.
Season's greetings, fellow humans. This is Matt Pucci, wishing you a happy holiday, and thanks to Jeff and Soraya for their show.
Hey there, music fans. This is Stephen Roback from Rain Parade, wishing you all a very happy and joyous holiday with stockings full of musical adventure.
Hello, Jeff and Soraya and all of your listeners. This is Derek C. from Rain Parade, Gentle Cycle, the Chocolate Watch Band, wishing you a very happy holiday season filled with love and peace.
Hi, this is Tom Stevens, the Long Riders, wishing everyone Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all happy holidays to everyone everywhere. See you in 2019.
Hey, rockers. It's Greg Souders from the Long Riders. Happy holidays to everybody. We'll be seeing you next year with our new tour and our brand new album, Psychedelic Country Soul. Take it easy out there. Peace and love, everyone.
Hey everybody, Chris Kakavas here. You're listening to Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme. Enjoy your holidays and catch you on the flip side.
Hey everybody, this is Gavin from True West. Hoping everyone's been nice, not naughty this year, and have the happiest of holidays. See you in the new year.
Hola amigos, it's Russ Tolman from True West here on Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme, wishing you a very merry holiday season and a fantastic 2019. And keep an eye out for my brand new album, Goodbye El Dorado, coming in April. Adios amigos.
Hi, this is Matt Devine from Permanent Green Light. I'd like to wish everyone out there a happy new year and the best in 2019.
Hi all, this is Jason Shapiro from Red Cross, wishing you all at Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme a super sunny Christmas and a happy NYE.
Hi, this is Pat Thomas, reissue producer for the Paisley Underground, wishing you all a fantastic and merry Christmas.
Happy holidays and a prosperous 2019. This is Barbara Manning wishing you lots of love, laughs, health for the new year. Remember, there's never a wrong time to be kind to each other. And it would be great if all of you would vote. Keep listening to this Paisley podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Lena Lee Tonwa, also known as Ms. Paisley, wishing you happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and anything else you want to celebrate, because celebrating is good. Have a happy 2019 and hope to see you later. Bye.
Hi, this is Joy Milam, a.k.a. Paisley J, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Boxer, Solstice, Festiule.
This is Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme Fan Dean, and I thought Christmas arrived November 23rd with the release of 3x4, but apparently there are still a few weeks to go. Merry Christmas to all my Paisley-loving friends, and especially Soraya and Jeff for the work they're doing on this wonderful podcast.
Hi. This is Lisa Fancher from Frontier Records and the 3 O'Clock Paintbox, wishing all of you a happy holiday and a great New Year's.